Well, good evening. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
This is the Insight Hour. Thanks for joining us. Midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific. And here we are in Honolulu, where it has been deluging for the last 3 days. I've never seen it like this. And I'm wondering and hoping that you have better weather than we are having here in beautiful Hawaii.
It was crazy lightning and thunder the other day.
Yeah, gee whiz.
Driving in the car, and I could feel the lightning hit the ground and actually felt like an earthquake.
It shook
and it rattled, and it sent like weird shattering shocks through you. It was crazy.
Amazing. End times weather changes, I guess. You know, it's very interesting. We've got a very special guest tonight, a very special program for you. It has been a momentous week. There's been some very sad, grave news about journalists and comedians who have been killed, somehow disappeared, and claimed to be natural deaths, and that we're probably going to get into that a little bit tonight. There's been some other news that's been breaking, too. I think headlining those is, of course, what we've been talking about for many years now. We interviewed Phil Berg on this program. You can go get the archives, one of the leading investigators of the fraudulent birth certificate by Obama that ABC News is currently reporting, and I suppose the other networks are also. The reports on this investigation by a sheriff in Texas and his review board have meticulously gone over the birth certificate of the President of the United States, and that we pray that that will do not what the Illuminati and the global industrialists have intended, which is to disgrace the United States of America before the world's view, because that's really what it amounts to. They set it up. They knew it was going to happen that way, and it doesn't surprise me, everything that's happening on Wall Street with the evolution that's taking place there that Warren Buffett is funding at all. That it's all planned. It's all unfolding as it has supposed to be unfolding. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is that there are those of us investigators who focus on getting the truth out for the sake of the truth, because it's the truth ultimately that shall set us free. And, you know, we're living in these interesting times. Tonight we've got a special guest. Before we specially introduce Barbara Hartwell to you, we want to just thank our sponsors. Sherry, why don't you take it away?
We want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com for your amazing products, keeping people healthy through the flu season without a flu shot. Yeah, that's right. You don't need a flu shot. You can take OxySilver and stay healthy through all the worst seasons of the year, even like now where it's really rainy and people get sick a lot during these types of times, even in Hawaii where we don't have snow. So OxySilver is the way to go. That rhymes. And if you are interested in OxySilver, want to check it out, go to HealthyWorldStore.com. It is what keeps NASA astronauts in space, so you know that it must be good stuff. Also, Liquid Dentist is a new improved product that we have right now, and it is amazing. You swallow Liquid Dentist, so it's unlike any kind of mouthwash that you've ever tried. It keeps your teeth really, really healthy and smooth, and you can actually feel the smoothness on your teeth. It's amazing. It's very addictive as well, so beware. It is
positively addictive, indeed. You get used to that beautiful, smooth feeling and clean feeling in your teeth, and your gum disease resolves from your combination of home care and swishing with Liquid Dentist. And then I don't even follow the directions. The directions say for 3 minutes to swish with it, swallow it, but I usually do it for 9 minutes. It tastes so good, and it's once you swallow it, because your mouth is probably one of the dirtiest places on earth. It has over 500 strains of bacteria and countless other viruses, so you've got thousands of different types of germs growing in your mouth, and those microbes are shattered by the silver hydrosol in Liquid Dentist, as well as the other beneficial ingredients, the antimicrobials in it, the essential oils in it, and the enzymes in it keep the first layer of plaque from forming on your teeth. So up to 3 days, you feel this amazingly hygienic smooth cleaning after effect that you would expect once you get up from a hygiene chair. But now you get it from a 3 to 9 minute swish with Liquid Dentist. You swallow it, and it presents those germs, those bodies, parts of different blown out bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, parasites, whatever's growing in your mouth, you break them down with liquid dentist and you swallow it. It presents it to what's called the Peyer's patches, the immune system within your gut wall, and that then presents those germ parts to the rest of your immune system. So you actually are getting a natural nutritional immunization against thousands of different strains of germs that are resident in your mouth. So you can expect your immune system to be boosted. What's interesting is that we've been getting wonderful testimonials from people, and that we're told that amazing things are happening for ulcers of the mouth. They're healing dramatically. Cold sores are disappearing rapidly. That's the kind of wonderful benefit that you can expect to get from Liquid Dentist. In fact, if you're not satisfied, like all the products on HealthyWorldStore.com, we give you a complete money-back refund guarantee. Life is too short. We're interested in helping people. All of the profits go to nonprofit, educational, as well as humanitarian efforts. So we're really not in business per se. We're in service, and that service is intended to inspire you to join us as a partner in HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. Grow with us educationally with the Healthy World Affiliates and the Healthy World Ambassadorship Program. And then from there, gee whiz, a whole life of service and opportunity in helping people heal opens up to you, and we pray that you'll be successful.
And also, if you are a musician, go to 528records.com. You can upload your music. It'll be automatically transposed to you. You'll get the MP3 file sent back to you by an email, and it'll become part of the library. And anyone donates for your music, you get 60% royalties from that. So it's a great opportunity to get your music out there
and help inspire the world.
And heal. Yeah. It's a healing way to get your music out there.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, it's what Sherry just mentioned, the 60% royalty that we're paying the industry is unprecedented, really. And that we're doing that because we honor all the artists out there that are producing the music, and that's the way the industry we feel should work. We also understand that if you have a lot of music that you've enjoyed over the years and it's in A440 standard tuning, which it probably is, then you want to transpose it into the love frequency of 528. When you do that, it's not about making money for you through donations, really. It's about every time somebody plays that music, it sends out the frequency vibrations of the love music really everywhere, like a pebble in a pond. The ripples go to the farthest shore and touching everyone that is not even in earshot, but beyond, because that's the way the hydrated atmosphere is. The universe is composed of water, and people's hearts, at the heart of people's hearts, is the love frequency of 528.
I also want to mention that if you are not a musician and you have a record collection or a CD collection that you would like to have transposed into 528, you can also take that music and upload it to 528records.com. You will get your music files back for free in the 528 frequency, and it will become part of our library. And anybody who is the musician or the creator of that music is entitled to the 60% royalties.
Exactly. So you want to encourage the record labels in the world, the musicians and vocalists out there producing recordings. You want to tell them about 528records.com and just get them to take 2 minutes of their time. It's free. They can sign up, and then they get a quarterly paycheck. Everybody that listens to their music and then donates for it, gee whiz, and there is a suggested donation per track. It's about 98 cents. It's on par with what iTunes would typically charge you as a standard fee, but ours is by donation. We leave it on your hearts. Please make those donations. We do need your money because we're expanding. We want to continue to grow. And here's a newsflash. We've just launched 528christianradio.com. It's in the process. It's being uploaded right now. And I think it might be ready for actually broadcasting within the next day or two. So we've purchased that website. We've made room for it on our servers. And that's where the costs come in. The server space for using all of these MP3 files, both the original MP3 that's in A440 stored there and then transposed, you've got another MP3 file. You can imagine how much room it takes on servers to conduct the 528 radio station that has now, this is going to be our seventh radio station that we're launching. We have 528 classical rock. We have 528 Motown. We have 528 jazz. We have 528 blues. And actually, the jazz is on tap. We've got 528 blues right now broadcasting. And we've got some other stations, 528 Ecstatic Dance, 528 Disco. All of these are right now available for your free listening enjoyment. But please, please, please do make a donation. Because if you're sitting back and you're listening and your room and your home and your office is filled with love and 528 and people are getting healed because of the music and it, like Liquid Dentist, is positively addicting, you will feel the difference. And when you don't listen to that and you compare that to standard music on your radio or musicians who are tuning to A440 instead of A444, which puts their C into 528, then you will notice a difference. It's subtle, but it's real.
So let's introduce our amazing guest. Her name is Barbara Hartwell. She is an independent investigator, an intelligence analysis journalist, a former CIA in NOC psychological operations, and a black ops survivor, as well as a believer in Yeshua and our sister. And we love her. She's a true hero. And in my lifetime, I'm going to work on making sure that the world knows how much of a hero she really is, as well as you are, Len. You and Barbara are my heroes. Hi, Barbara.
Good evening, Sherry and Len. Thank you for the great introduction.
It's always an honor to be with you. This is, I think, the second or third show we've done together on the Inside Hour. And it's just so wonderful to have you with us. And that, you know, I want to let everybody know that Barbara is really the veteran out there that has been initially battling what's called COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, the offshoot of the FBI, CIA, and NSA operation that is really a subordinate part of the Church of Satan, Temple of Set, and the Illuminati's military manner in which they control populations' minds. Barbara has an extraordinary background when she realized that this was going on and that she was in service to that. She did the right thing. She prayed on it. She connected with Yeshua, with Jesus, and directed a new direction for Barbara. And because of that, she was persecuted heavily. She's gone through many, many years, more than anyone else, of harassments, libel, the most hideous threats for her life and everything, her family. And suddenly we came on the scene, particularly Sherry. I was in the oblivion. I just thought, you know, the guys that were bad-mouthing me were, you know, just crazy and didn't know what they were doing. But they were actually doing what Barbara knows the most about, and Sherry taught me about this operation called COINTELPRO and how it operates. So welcome to the Inside Hour, Barbara, and thank you so much for doing the work that you do. So,
well, you know, I just want to say something, and this relates to what you were saying about the 528 and all the work that you've done on that. One of the things that's been most distressing to me, what these COINTELPRO people are doing, is they are demonizing all your work, and see, that's what they're about, because they don't serve God, they serve Satan. So they try to twist everything. I've seen these demonic pentagrams they've put up in those charts, and in your recent article that you put out. This is True Ott, so-called, the fake doctor. And I think it's a terrible, terrible thing to do, because it desecrates everything that's sacred. You know, any way that you arrive at something and all the work that you've put into it through many years of research, Len. I know you've done this. It is their mission to desecrate and destroy. You know, it's the thief comes to destroy.
You know, that's very, very true. And I brought you on tonight with Sherry tonight because last night we had who we believe was probably Alex Studer.
Last week, you mean?
Yeah, last week. What did I say?
Last night.
Oh, last night. No, we had the lightning storm last night. But yeah, last week we had a very, very crude and
disturbing,
rude person.
Disturbing phone call.
Well, it actually ended up where it was a great example of what they do to be crude and rude and violate reasonable person's space and mind, and then ultimately do exactly what you're saying, come to be a destroyer of things that are great.
But we turned it around.
Yeah, we turned it around, but tonight I thought we would turn it around even more. There's so much happening in the world, and I thought for the general topic tonight was looking at the way COINTELPRO operates to create all of the confusion and the disinformation that leaves the average person confused and ultimately apathetic. They drop out of the systems, and the potential is for us to re-engage in a spiritual manner and achieve a level of discernment where we're not tuning into the media and the fear, because you know, I know, that's what they deal on, people's fears, and that ultimately to transcend that hypocrisy and insanity, to get to a level of being where we can be like the Buddhas, we can be like Jesus, we can be the observers well connected to our Creator, and from that place, that wonderful, wonderful, warm, fuzzy, sacred place of love, we can actually affect miracles. So that's really, I know that you're a wonderful, you know, born-again believer in Jesus and Yeshua, and we feel the same way. And to come through what you've gone through, to be there and operate in that space, I think you're a wonderful example to bring onto the Insight Hour to share your wisdom with our audience.
Well, thank you, Len. I'm not sure how much wisdom I have, but I can only say what, you know, some of the things that I've been through. And the thing that is so important to understand is that, you know, God creates. God is the creator. God creates through love. And Satan comes to destroy. And so all of this that's happening, all the Church of Satan and the pedophiles and the child abusers and murderers and all that, I mean, it's so clear that and it's not even a matter of religion. You know, it's not about religion. It's about Jesus Christ. And so there's so many elements of how you can get in touch with that. It's not so dogmatic, you know, like some of these so-called Bible believers. They're promoting lies in the name of Christ. And that's really the crux of it, as I have found. You know, look at these people that are out there talking about the so-called Edomites, right? The spawn of Satan. And meanwhile, look at their actions. By their fruits shall you know them. Look at their actions. They're talking about nuking Israel. That's that Alex Studer. I mean, he sells this line of products, T-shirts, bibs for a little baby, T-shirts for dogs. I mean, it's unbelievable. Nuke Israel. Now, how much more destructive and evil could anybody get? And then they talk about Jesus. So this is what's going on.
And it's all done as a way to confuse people, because when they look at that site, they think, oh, well, this is a radical guy who's, you know, one of those patriots, in quotes, that is out there. How could he be an agent or working for government agents or for shadow government if he's saying, you know, things that would be considered terrorist statements?
Well, of course, And here's the thing. This is the thing that people, I think, need to really understand, is with the COINTELPRO, they don't, for the most part, you only have a few professionals. Like Ted Gunderson was obviously a professional. He was COINTELPRO from Jump Street under J. Edgar Hoover. He was like the big honcho of COINTELPRO. But COINTELPRO exploits government stooges. And that's the way it works. These are not professionals. They don't know what they're talking about. And that's how they can generate so much confusion. They're fed some disinformation by a guy like Gunderson or other people who might be professionals. And then they just spread this nonsense and these lies about the targets all around. And of course, they're idiots. They're stooges. And so people are reading this stuff. Oh, Lynn Horowitz is a Knight of Malta. Now, obviously, that lie was engineered by professionals. But look who spread it around. It was like the stooges like Alex Studer and Timothy Patrick White and Todd Fahey, Truat, Zena Carpenter. These kind of people, these are just stooges, and so they're not paid. Nobody pays them. They're looking for attention. You know, they're poseurs. Look at me. I'm Alex Studer. I know all about COINTELPRO. I know about vaccines. Look at me. They're looking for attention, and that's what they're being exploited, and so. You know, they get funding somehow or other. I mean, I don't know how they, sometimes they will be given something to use, all right? But unfortunately, it spreads around like a toxic grapevine. It gets all over the internet, and the next thing you know is that the targets, their lives, our lives, all of us, are being hit from all angles with just major forms of destruction. We lose business. We lose contributions from supporters. You can't find a place to live. You can't get a job. Anything you're looking to do in the world is compromised and or destroyed because of these liars.
Exactly. And people don't have the right discernment to figure out what's really true and what's not. And sometimes, you know, they get lucky, they get a veil pulled, you know, off their face, and they're able to see the truth, but it doesn't happen. And then in the meantime, you know, the victims have to suffer. And we keep talking, like Len and I, for the last few weeks about controlled opposition and how it operates. And another perfect example of that is this guy who's out there with this website. His name is Ed Chiarini, and he's got these photographs of people that he puts next to each other, and he says one's an actor, one's the real one, and he does this to confuse people because the people he says are these actors, they look nothing like the people he's comparing them to. But in the case of, for instance, Truat, he put his picture next to a Dr. David Ott, who is a real heart surgeon. And Dr. David Ott is a much better looking guy than Truat, puts his picture next to him and says that they're really the same guy. Who is Truat fooling? Truat is a fraud. Yes, it's true that Truat is a fraud, but Truat does not have any Truat does not have any credentials. And for him to compare him to a legitimate doctor, he's trying to legitimize Truat in that sense. So I questioned him the other day. Mm-hmm. I saw him on Facebook. I questioned him. I said, why are you trying to legitimize Truat?
And Joyce Riley interviewed him. I was in shock. Joyce Riley, who I had
interviewed, you know, Ed Chiarini.
I had respect for Joyce until I heard this interview. She interviews this guy and makes him out to be some really special advanced expert in the field of diagnosing characters lookalikes,
and he can be, and he's actually, and she's actually claiming that Obama and Osama bin Laden are really the same person. And I mean, she's.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Yeah,
it's like,
crazy.
So the level of confusion, disinformation, and in your face lying that's accepted by people who I previously considered even relatively rational and intelligent. I mean, it's gotten to the point that the degeneration is so extreme. I'm wondering how it is that they can continue this insanity, frankly.
And so that's exactly what he did with Truat. He put Truat's picture next to a legitimate doctor. And I asked him, I said, why would you try and legitimize Truat like that? And he says, no, I've proven he's a fraud. I said, but you put him next to a legitimate doctor with real credentials and who happens to be much better looking than Truat. You are trying to make Truat look better. Why are you doing that? And this is another form of controlled opposition. Mm-hmm. Even though he's discrediting Truat, yeah, he's crediting him because he's giving him.
I think also, Sherry, one of the things that I noticed, and we can talk about this Anthony Hilder fiasco, okay? Anthony Hilder, you have all these people out there. Now, I have to say this. These people are not journalists. Again, we come down to these amateurs. They're not journalists. You get them all over the place. There's millions, maybe not millions, but thousands and thousands of these amateurs. And they're like, they get a blog or they get some kind of podcast or whatever. And there was this idiot, this guy, Howard Nima, I think his name was. Is that correct?
He's actually the host. Actually, you know, honestly, it turns out that he really was not. I mean, he had the wool pulled over his eyes. We just got some emails where he's now being attacked by Timothy Patrick White because now he's woken up.
Well,
he's woken up to the truth.
That's not unusual. Yeah,
that Timothy Patrick White is actually a bad guy with these rest of these guys, and that, you know, he's woken up to the truth about it. So, I mean, and this is what,
he doesn't know the truth about Anthony Hilder, though, does he?
No, I think that he's going to learn pretty quickly about Anthony. I mean, I'm seeing him wake up. I mean, from the time that we actually did that interview where we did the ambush on Hilder, the alleged ambush on Hilder, he's changed a lot. His opinion has changed a lot, where now he's open to the fact that, yes, there are agents out there, and it probably isn't Len and me that are the COINTELPRO.
Well, that's nice to hear, but I just thought, you know, I was listening to this, and you know, he seemed to be just real gung-ho, Anthony Hilder. But the point that I wanted to make is you get these people out there, and Anthony Hilder is one of the big ones. And then you had Ted Gunderson, now gone, but Anthony Hilder. Then you get Alex Jones, David Icke.
And it's not unusual. It's not unusual that these people have fans, right, that are deceived by these guys.
Yes, but that's the whole point, because when you really look into it, and I think this is something that you and Len figured out after you had personal experience, because I know that with Len, he'd known some of these people for years and was probably stunned when he found out what was really going on, that when it came down to it, when you came to these people with truth that you had discovered that may have been a shocking truth to you, Len, like about Ted Gunderson, for example, and you were anxious to share this truth with the world, suddenly these people don't want to know you. Oh, we don't do that. We're not interested in, no, don't go there. Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, and you know what was really interesting? When Sherry actually confronted Anthony Hilder, Hilder walked in about 5 minutes before Jordan Maxwell walked in and, without saying a word to me, positioned himself in my booth at a health conference. And, I kind of like said, well, there's no problem with that because the person behind the booth is a person who had been really a friend of what I considered a really good friend of mine for years. And she was there. She was trying to help out. And so she knew Jordan Maxwell very well. She was one of Jordan Maxwell's number one helpers. And I'm talking about Ivy West, who is a friend, very close friend of what I person I considered up until recently a dear friend, Kathy Brilliant. She was my agent for many years. Before she was my agent, she was, interestingly enough, David Icke's agent. And so Sherry has theories on this, but what I was bringing to the point here is that Sherry at that moment confronted Hilder about the Gunderson thing, about the pedophilia network, and that blamed Hilder for not bringing it to people's attention. Hilder then got on the phone, connected with Gunderson in the hospital, and whereby he suggested to Ted Gunderson that he basically mend whatever was in the way of us having a relationship again. And I was very happy to speak with Ted, and he refused to speak with me. But the point that Sherry brought to my attention at that point was the reason why Anthony Hilder came to me was to interview me for the fourth time about chemtrails.
This isn't even your specialization.
Well, it's not my area of great expertise. In fact, in the book that I did called Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, I actually hired William Thomas from Canada, the leading expert in chemtrails from Canada, to actually write the chapter on chemtrails for the book. And we have a good relationship, William and I, and so he was happy and I was happy, and it was a great chapter. But for four times now, this was the fourth time that he wanted to sit down with me, Hilder, with his camera, this is Hilder, and interview me, and I didn't really quite clue in until Sherry started to confront me and said, Len, what are you doing? You know, it's like, you know, wake up. Don't you get that these guys are in bed together and playing ball, and they're just pulling the energy from you? And in fact, it was the intelligence. Think about Anthony Hilder. He puts a camera in your face, and he records the latest you've got on whatever you're working on. And then he feeds it, not just to make money on it, but to all the intelligence agents. And now I understand how it was that all of my work ended up in Hollywood screenplays. You know? How,
yes.
That,
oh, yeah.
That I,
oh,
I
yeah.
Never
I can remember, I, Len. You know, I can remember many years ago when I first started working with Ted Gunderson, and that would have been in 1997. Immediately, he starts telling me all these people that I should, quote, contact. And I never contacted any of them because I never listened to Ted. I mean, I just basically did what I wanted to do. But he was always trying to push me toward Anthony Hilder. He kept on calling me and sent, you know, he would send letters, handwritten letters, because he didn't, you know, he didn't know how to use a computer or anything. Contact Anthony Hilder. He wanted me to get into a partnership with Anthony Hilder. And I didn't get a good feeling about Anthony Hilder. Never did. So I just ignored it.
Me neither, girl. Me neither.
Well, see, that just goes to show you female intuition is far better than this male's intuition. Because, you know, whenever he asked me, I always gave my time to Anthony. I tried to support him the best I could. And then it really just dawned on me. See, he didn't want to cover the real Da Vinci Code. He really didn't want to talk about 528 musical Love Revolution. I mean, I came out with that stuff back in 2007, which was exactly when they started to attack me and libel me and extort me with this crap on the Knights of Malta.
Well, but I have something really important to say about that, Len, and here it is. If you'll notice, whenever there's a person, I don't care who the person is, what their background is, but a legitimate person that comes forward to produce something or to offer something that's truthful and valuable and filled with love, humanitarian, or for the glory of God, they will swoop down to destroy it, because that is what they're about. That's why they've been attacking me all these years, because I exposed the truth about CIA and some of the nefarious operations And it's the people who care about children, about animals. I've been involved in animal rights activism for many, many years. They will attack anybody who supports life and love and anything beautiful in life and wonderful in life. And that's what they're about. So it doesn't surprise me that as soon as you come forward with something that could actually benefit humanity, that could heal people, they don't want that. Because in order to achieve their new world order, they have to destroy everything so that they can rebuild it in this situation where they destroy individuality and creativity and any hope, because they want to control everything.
Yeah, and they're about generating fear. And that's what all the chemtrail stuff is. It's like, even if they're covering it and even if they're telling the truth about it, it's like, where's the solution? They don't offer the solutions. And, you know, this is what also, you know, reflecting on this topic, Jeff Renz, he would never really want to get into anything positive. It was always just like a clearinghouse, Jeff is, for the crap in the world. And, you know, at the featured in his crap list is, you know, the anti-Zionist, the anti, you know, it really is anti-Semitic. Well, you know, they want to call it something else, but it's
divisive. Horrible. He actually, you know, I don't know him. Okay, never have known him, and had some situations in the past where my work got you know, sort of taken over by some other people, and they went on his show and gave out false information. They basically stole my research and then exploited it. Anyway, I never thought much of him, but what I heard when I started to realize some of the comments he had made about Adolf Hitler, I then immediately, I just posted on my website, he's a scumbag. That's what I posted. I'm like, what the hell? You're going to say Adolf Hitler's not a bad guy? And I've heard other comments from him that are just very marginal, to say the least. I mean, how could you dare to say something like that? I mean, I have zero tolerance for Jew haters. I really have zero tolerance for any kind of bigotry. You know,
This is the agenda of the Bible believers. You know, that, Barbara, it's the agenda of the Bible believers, and it's a philosophy theology of Eric John Phelps and company, the Vatican Assassin Group.
I know.
That they want to divide. There's anti-Semitism, there's racial anti-color, there's anti-Catholic, and that's what they are.
Exactly.
And you know, I think that this rift, this so-called rift between Alex Jones, because on the one hand, you've got COINTELPRO saying that he's a Zionist lover, and on the other hand, you've got people saying, well, Jeff Renz is this and that.
But then you've got Hilder saying that he's Alex Jones's friend.
Yeah, so it's really where you really understand these guys are actually playing ball on another level. They're like double agents. They're laying out the whole game plan for the public's mind, and you've got to understand, folks listening, this is a psychological operation for indoctrination and social engineering. It's cultural engineering, where they're literally creating the milieu, if you will, of where we are at, what we think about, what we, you know, fear. That is the number one thing. And where does the agenda come from? It comes from Michael Aquino, folks. Just go on to YouTube and start to research Michael Aquino and what he does as NSA general and
how he looks. I mean, unbelievable. It's like Grandpa Munster. I mean, literally like the Addams Family.
Yeah.
And he's hired as the highest ranking officer. I mean, you can't go there in your goth attire and get a job working for any government agency, even on the lowest level, let alone at the highest level. He looks completely gothed out. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but guess what? That does not really make sense in a government conservative situation. So there's something wrong with that picture.
Yeah, so he's the top director for National Security Agency as well as CIA running black ops through FBI called COINTELPRO. And the realization of that, it is disgusting and despicable and obviously fraudulent that the people that are claiming that we are the bad guys, like Barbara and Sherry and I and the other guys that are out there that they're claiming are bad guys, where the hell are they? Why aren't they covering Michael Aquino? Well, why aren't they covering connections to this whole COINTELPRO manner in which the public's mind is manipulated?
Well, it's also the old Machiavellian divide and conquer, because they have the Catholic bashers, the Jew bashers, then they have people like Craig Oxley. I was actually shocked. I mean, I'm not easily shocked, but I was shocked when I first discovered. I mean, I found out about this Craig Oxley simply because he was libeling me. I never heard of him. Suddenly I find my name in a Google search. I'm looking at this website and I said, what the hell is this? I see all this stuff. Barbara Hartwell, a CIA agent. And I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
I start looking. Barbara, what? I don't think he's What's real. That? I think he's Eric John Phelps' psychophant. He's an alias, I believe. What? And he has no face.
He has a different voice, though. He's got a British accent.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad. Okay, well, yeah. that's
But let me just tell you what I saw there that was really the more appalling than what he had about me. I mean, I'm used to that kind of stuff, seeing that stuff. Barbara Hartwell, CIA agent, all this stuff. But he had a section on his website, and Sherry knows all about this. He had a section saying the lower races, and he had about black people, and it was all these idiots posting on there about how they rioted here and they did this and they did that, and these people are just spreading hate, okay? So you go to a site like that, and then they have, of course, they're the Catholic bashers too. So they're just issuing this hate propaganda, and they are inciting violence and terrorism. And thank God, Sherry was able to get that site removed. And you know what? He's got a new site up, but he doesn't have any of that anymore. He doesn't have the so-called lower races anymore. He doesn't have the agents of deception. All our names were in there. He was completely shut down from his hate mongering, at least on those sites, because I think Sherry, what she did, she put the fear of God into him, not the real God, but the fear that he was going to lose everything, he was going to lose his audience or whatever. So I think we have to keep doing this. I mean, this is the way that they're destroying everything, because they create confusion, and they separate, instead of just saying, look, people have a right to believe what they want to believe, as long as they're not hurting anybody, as long as they're not violating your rights, let them believe what they want to believe. Leave them alone. Just, okay, leave them alone. And they won't. They have to keep out there mongering with their hate and creating suspicion, sowing discord. That's what they're about, because they're of the devil.
Exactly. Do you hear that? We know you're listening out there, you COINTELPRO freaks. So this is a message for you. this is exactly the truth. You do not believe in God. You work for Satan. We know you work for Satan, but guess what? We work for God. We work for the God that created all of us. And that God is on our side. That God is using you right now. And guess what? It's all going to be proven in the end. So you're going to lose this battle that you want to fight, because this battle that you want to fight is definitely not what God put us here on earth to do. We are not here. We're not here to waste our time actually trying to, you know, get websites taken down from a bunch of morons that post them up. We're not here. That's not our purpose.
Well, certainly not the primary purpose. You know, serving the point, though, you know, I look back at learning the laws. You know, I made a prayer back in 2001. I said to God, I said, can you give me a legal education? Boy, I'll tell you, I really, it was a dumb prayer, you know, and I've been really finding that it's been challenging, mostly in my head. And I think this is the take-home lesson to all the listeners out there. You know, learning the law, man's law, is very, very challenging. But if you ultimately do it, whatever you pray for, and you get what you pray for, the challenge that is in your head, the battleground is in your mind. The destiny to fulfill is laid out for you in God's law. Your destiny is and calling, if it's learning law or if it's battling demons or whatever it is, the resistance that you have in your mind is foolish. Because I'm looking back now between 2001 and now. So I've gone like a decade being engaged in litigations and having to learn everything from civil to criminal law. And wow, I can look back at the last decade of me kicking and screaming and creating a lot of stress in my own mind, my own heart, my own family, my own relationships, because, you know, I was acting as a victim instead of simply just realizing that whatever I'm going through, the litigations included, and the study of the law is ultimately extremely empowering. Because really, you think about God's law, righteousness, standing right in that kingdom of heaven where everything is musically, mathematically perfect. It's laid out perfectly. And then here we are in a discussion about COINTELPRO, in a discussion about how to solve the world's worst problems, how to solve the challenges of disinformation artists and psychological operations manipulating humanity's mind, which is all illegal. And it's, again, the truth shall set you free. And if you can walk into a court of law, having the knowledge of man's law, and ultimately the law that it's based upon is indeed God's law, then you really are empowered. So despite the fact that over the last decade I've been really challenged emotionally, instead of thinking myself and, you know, Sherry kind of triggered me, my mind on this, because it's not a waste of time. Sherry, what you're doing in terms of getting rid of these websites and getting the knowledge of how to go about doing that, using the law in support of we the people, I think that that's extremely valuable. And on top of that, the blessing that you're achieving is really benefiting a lot of people.
Well, that definitely could be true, and I believe that, but still, it's like the idea of knowing, you know, about this Timothy Patrick White, having that, you know, person to think about what that person is, or, I mean, such a creep, and have that actually have him on my radar or me on his radar. I mean, that is something that I did not plan for, nor do I plan on having him in my life much longer.
No, Sherry, I told you that this weirdo, this freak, I mean, he's just a freak. He targeted me in 2001. You know how many years? Let's see. 11 years now it's been. 11 years, and he has never stopped. He was sent. He was sent by the FBI to come after me. And they're out there. But the thing is that people have said to me over the years, well, why do you waste your time with exposing somebody like Tim White or whatever? And I said, I'm not wasting my time. I documented everything, and I kept exposing it. If I hadn't done that, there's countless people out there who found my archives, who found my reports, and then they were able to say, yes, this happened to me too, okay? And you were one of them, Sherry. This happened to me too. I mean, one of these days, he's going to get his, all right?
Yeah.
One of these days.
Yeah, that's our prayer.
But, yeah, but it's important. It's important. You see, the way I look at it is, you know, is that I believe in God's justice. I firmly, firmly believe in God's justice. Nobody is going to escape God's justice. I don't wish harm on anybody, even my worst enemy. I don't wish harm. I don't do evil to anyone. When I pray, if there's somebody like Tim White, I just pray, God, let him get justice, okay? Because he's going to get God's justice. I don't pray something terrible happens to him. I don't want that for anybody. I just pray for God's justice. And that's eventually... Nobody can escape it. I can tell you now that even every week, when I go to church every week, we have, been, in the beginning, before the service, we can add names for people who have died to pray for those people. And I add Ted Gunderson's name. I hear his name read out by the lector in the church every week for prayer because I still care. I don't want Ted Gunderson not to be saved. I want him to be saved. And I believe that God wants everybody to be saved. I always believe there's hope. So I don't have hatred for people. At least I try not to. Sometimes, you know, you can't help it to have it a little bit when they're really attacking you. But you know, somebody like Alex Studer, I mean, he's just an appalling character. But in any case, I do believe in God's justice. And so, you know, if you're trying to do the right thing and you're operating out of love and you're a follower of Jesus Christ, I don't think you really have too much to worry about. You have to engage in spiritual warfare with overwhelming force. And we have the right. We're called as Christians to do that. We have the right. And it's our duty to battle against evil and demons. And if some of these people have demons, well, they better get rid of them or else they're going to pay the consequences, period.
Right.
Yep. So, folks, I want you to know that Barbara, in praying for Ted Gunderson, as she just mentioned she does on Sundays, that shows an extremely magnificent heart and a very, very wise woman. And that's what I introduced at the beginning of the program, that Barbara is a real treat to have on, extremely wise. And I want you to know, folks, that I don't think there's anyone alive that has been more persecuted and harmed by Ted Gunderson than Barbara Hartwell. So for Barbara to share that is a beautiful testimony to Jesus, to God, to love, and to Barbara Hartwell, who I believe is an American hero, and now finally being a sung American hero.
And you know, it's because you have so much light. You have so much light, and that's what these dark entities, that's why they attack you. And that's, I believe that they come after people when they have light. They want to squash the light. And they're attracted to the light, but they can't handle the light, and they just want to squash the light. And that's what it's like.
I'll tell you this, that people that have a love of Jesus in their hearts, people that really have love, we are all going to meet demons, because it's us that draw them, because they want to destroy us. Why would they bother to destroy somebody who's already on the path of destruction? They don't bother people like that. You know, they don't bother those people. And that's just the way it is. Because it's a battle. It's a battlefield. It's a spiritual war, and it's always been going on. You know, it's a battle for hearts and souls and minds. And so it's not like you can just say, well, I'm going to shut it out. You know, I'm not going to fight. You have to fight.
Yeah,
and I think that is an interesting concept. It's like positive and negative and a magnet. You know, magnets positive will attract the negative, and that's what we're about. You know, they're coming out of the woodwork to try to shut us down, but as we love more and more, and I think, Sherry, you have taught me this more than anyone, love, pure love, is completely disarming. It really is. It is completely disarming. If someone comes at you with whatever, you know, destructive instrument, and you love that person, really, that is a very, very disarming thing. And, you know, it's hard for me to even put it into words. The energy dynamics.
So I understand. Yes, I do.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the metaphor of light versus darkness. You can take a little match into a dark room full of evil, and the darkness flees. But you can't do the opposite. You can't bring darkness into a well-lit room and have the light do it.
That's right. That's exactly right. But you know what I found really interesting, and it was a great relief to me, because as you said, all these years, you know, it's the same group of characters. I mean, it started in my life, say, with like Tim White. Well, of course, I don't include Ted Gunderson in this in the beginning because I didn't know what he really was in the beginning. But when I started being openly attacked, and this is just for the same group. I'm not talking about other people from CIA and stuff that were way before that. We're talking about just this one specific group with Tim White. Over the years, I was able to construct like a flow chart, who was connected with whom, and they were all in the same group, same characters, and it was always, always, always the same people. And then, lo and behold, when I heard what was going on with you and Sherry, they were the same characters. And that's how I knew. I mean, it was like when I saw them attacking you. Of course, I already knew you, Len. Not really knew you, but I had met you way back, like in 1998 or something, at a conference. We were speakers there. But when I heard about your and Sherry's troubles, and I saw these same characters, I said, "Oh, now I know what they're about." Len and Sherry, they must be good, you know, because why are they being attacked? By these same bastards, you know. It's like it was just the same people over and over and over. And any good person is attacked by them. Like my friend Gerald Sosby, the former FBI agent. They've been on his case for years too.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely a way to tell. I think is to be able to see who they're attacking, and then say, you know, wow, that's a good way. You know, they're actually pointing out good people by attacking them in a weird way.
Yeah.
Well, it's a badge of honor to be attacked by them.
Yeah. You know, so I think we've got to end the show because we're getting out of time. But I would like to end it on a prayer tonight with. Your support, Barbara, and I know you're a very, very firm believer in prayer, and Sherry, you too. So, folks, if you would join me tonight, I'm going to pray with you for justice to be rendered. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings, for all of the sustaining things that you give us, the powerful prosperity in all ways that you administer, and thank you for administering into our lives the demons that we can battle with your power, with your might, with Yeshua, with Jesus as our sword and our Savior. We can thank you, Heavenly Creator, because those dark forces have no capacity to interfere whatsoever in our love and in our joy and in our prospering in all ways. And we ask now tonight, Heavenly Creator, for a special blessing that you dispatch the angels of justice all over the world, that those angels of justice to administer to all of the demons the justice that is deserved, so that the righteousness, the right standing that the universe is based on, that you administer so powerfully, universally, that touches them and their hearts and eliminates their energy of dissonance and degeneration, disease, and death. We praise you for your life. We praise you for your living Son on our planet right now in our hearts and the presence of Jesus in our lives, to great protector, the healer, and the anointer for health, healing, justice, and righteousness. May it reign forever and ever in your holy name, Yeshua, and for the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Thank
yeah.
you.
All right. So listen, we love you, Barbara. Thanks so much for joining us on the Inside
yeah,
Hour.
I love you too.
Thank you,
Barbara. Folks, for listening tonight. The Inside
okay.
Hour.
Tonight.
Join us again next week, Tuesday nights, every Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast. Happy New Day, folks. And those of you in West Coast, it's 9 o'clock. We start 9 o'clock Pacific time and 7 o'clock Hawaii time. Please support us by listening to 528 Radio, making donations. The new Christian station, 528radio.com, is launching. And we need your support also. Buy the best products on the planet at healthyworldstore.com. And we appreciate it. Good night. God bless you.
Good night and God bless. Good night, Barbara.